nowadays, it is observed that we are not very much concerned about the teaching of Quran, whereas we are very much concerned about the worldly education. Even we give time to our kids and pay their tuition fees. Although the teaching of Quran is free of cost, but still we are not coming back to learn and read Quran. What is the reason behind this? Please give us some Madani pearls of guidance. May Allah bless you.
Now, the matter of fact is, there is a vast majority who feel amusement in sinning. They enjoy sinning and they have a lot of time to commit sins. They have plenty of time for heedless activities. They neither have time nor have ability to perform good deeds. So, to be honest with you, our example is like a patient. Normal people enjoy eating delicious food, whereas patient's taste changes and he cannot enjoy the food. Well, I believe you will all agree with me, won't you? As earlier mentioned example of a patient, we are so much habitual of committing sins that we have lost the taste of doing good deeds. Really, we have actually diminished the difference between mud and gold. Believe me, the matters of this world are like balls of mud. They are balls of mud and it doesn't take them long to break. They are not durable and strong, no matter how beautiful it looks, but it is made of mud. Whereas matter of hereafter is concerned, it is a ball of gold. It is also beautiful. It is good, durable, and also expensive, priceless. But we don't focus it. Hence, my dear and sweet Islamic brother, actually, our way of thinking and our family's mentality is changing over the period of time. I'm talking about vast majority. I'm not including everyone here, but yes, I'm talking about majority. Majority of the people have already made their mindset that where they have to send their child, what should be his future, which field should he take, whether he's going to take job route or he's going to do business. We really don't focus on our religion, on the matters of hereafter, learning Quran and seeking knowledge of our religion. Majority do not pay any attention towards it. Yes, we are Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslim. No doubt, we are Muslim. It's a great blessing of Allah. But being a believer of Islam, our responsibility to seek knowledge, learn to read and correct our actions. We have no attention to all this. So our attention is very important. We need to ponder, we need to focus upon the matters of hereafter. Think what is better for tomorrow. Which action is better for tomorrow? Here, tomorrow refers to grave and tomorrow refers to day of judgment. That's what I mean. And you cannot say that the time of my tomorrow will come after 10 years or someone says like the time of my grave will start after 20 years, plan of 100 years, unaware of next second. Meaning we plan for 100 years, but we are unaware of our next second. We never know when the time of death will come. We hear news every now and then about sudden deaths. Frequently, we hear news regarding death of young people. Now, when will you hear news regarding death of old people? You will hear news regarding old people when people will get old. Actually, a substantial number of people die before even reaching to a certain old age. It's a fact. So we normally hear about the deaths of young people or maybe a bit mature and middle-aged people. Between the age of 40 and 50, many people die. Yes, they die. Now, interesting fact is, you will find very less people aged 50 or above. And then if you go one step ahead, you will find less people aged 60 or above. So most of the time we hear such news. As far as the situation of this day and age is concerned, many young people die in different issues. And many young people die because of heart attack and the reason behind is poor diet. Cholesterol causes many diseases and many other causes of death. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us. Dear viewers, so here the important thing is to ponder over death, ponder over the matters of hereafter. And especially parents, they have to be very much serious in this regard. That's very important, that I have to rectify myself, my kids and the people of the whole world. Inshallah, you will feel the difference.